always been really involved in the community. That comes a lot. My mother she donates all of her time and energy to charities, mainly children's charities, and that's just put a lot of good. It's just given me something to strive for. The amount of time and work she's put into that, and the respect that she garners for it. So we do a lot for the communities. I'd say on average, company wide, we give out over 250 years of free membership time a year to charities to use in auctions and the like, auctions and raffles. We probably give out, well over 250 years worth of time a year in 3-year segments, 1-year segments. I bet we give 500 free personal training sessions a year out for these raffles as well. We work with a couple of different charities as well as sponsorships. We do a lot with the Frankie Lemon Foundation, which is for developmentally challenged preschoolers, provides them a safe place for them to learn and grow and have fun and just be happy. And we also have some pretty interesting things with some of the, marathons and 5Ks that are for charities. We, on a couple of them, we'll send a bunch of trainers out to stretch people before and give them tips, just to be a presence and to be helpful. They're not trying to sell anything. They're just being there. They've got their O2 shirts on, but they're just there to stretch people and be helpful. And what we do with these charities is we'll put special guest passes in every bag. They'll give out to a couple thousand runners. And each guest pass says, if you bring this in and join with this guest pass, then we'll donate $25 to that charity that you ran for. Those have been pretty popular. But actually, this past weekend, we had our first experience with our own real fundraiser. We did Pedal for the Playground, which is in conjunction with Frankie Lemon Institute, with the foundation, which I was speaking about earlier, and something called the Sassafras All Children's Playground. They're taking an old playground in Raleigh, and they're retrofitting it to be accessible for children of all shapes, sizes, handicaps, mental development stages, everything. And it's a really cool project, and immediately we saw, just from the standpoint of their approach of it being, just a fun, happy thing, really meshed well with our approach to charities that we like working with. And so this past Saturday, we held our first fundraiser that we've ever done in the company. And what we did is called Pedal for the Playground, and we had close to 50 riders sign up for a 3-hour indoor cycling class in one of our group exercise studios at the Brandon Station Club. And they ran for they rode for 3 hours. And they brought in close to $20,000 in donations, because they all had, friends and family support them in their ride. And so they brought in, close to $20,000. And we matched $100 for every person that rode the full 3 hours. So we had 31 people ride the whole 3 hours. So we donated an additional $3,100. So all in all, we brought in over $20,000, and we're really excited about presenting this check to Sassafras next week. And it's really given us the idea of, okay, well, we can do this. So, we're going to start a charitable arm of the company, and its role is going to be to put on these fitness events in our clubs where, we challenge people to raise money for what we believe are really good causes.